Chapter 16. A Scandal. While Fanny was thinking about Tom Bertram and his family, someone else was also thinking about Tom. Mary Crawford was still in London, but she'd heard about Tom's illness from her brother Henry. "I don't want Tom to die," Mary said to herself. "I'd never wish for such a terrible thing. But if Tom dies, Edmund will be the only son. One day, he'll inherit his father's wealth and position and become Sir Edmund. If I marry him, I'll be Lady Bertram. I'd like that." Mary didn't want Henry to know what she was thinking, so she started to talk about Fanny. She knew that Henry was always happy to talk about her. "I've got an idea," she said to Henry. "I'm going to write a letter to Fanny. Why don't I send her a message from you?"
"I'd like that," answered Henry.
"What do you think I should say?" "This would be the perfect time to remind Fanny of your offer to drive her to Mansfield Park in your carriage. She wants so much to get back there that I think she'll accept. Should I write that?"
"That's an excellent idea," said Henry happily. "Tell her I'll come as soon as she wants."
When Mary's letter arrived, Fanny read it quickly, but read more carefully when she got to the part about Henry. "As you know, Henry met your cousin, Maria Rushworth, while he was staying with friends in Richmond. But please don't think that he went there specially to see Maria. Henry goes to Richmond every year. Maria told my brother some shocking news. It seems that her brother, Tom, is dangerously ill and may not recover. How terrible! I am so worried. Please write and give me more details. You must be wanting to come back to Mansfield Park at a time like this. Henry says he'll be happy to drive you back whenever you want." The letter annoyed Fanny, but she wasn't deceived by what she read. "Stupid girl," she said to herself. "She's trying once again to make me suspect a relationship between Maria and Henry. She wants me to be jealous. And she pretends to care about poor Tom. But it's a lie. I don't think she'd be at all sorry if Tom died." Mary had been right about Fanny's wish to get back to Mansfield Park, but she was wrong in thinking that Fanny would accept Henry's offer. She decided to write Mary a letter. "Thank you for your kind offer," Fanny wrote. "But I must refuse. My uncle will come for me when he wants me at Mansfield Park. Until then, I must stay in Portsmouth." In reply to Mary's questions about Tom Bertram's health, Fanny wrote the truth, that she knew very little except that he was still extremely ill. A few days later, another letter arrived from Mary. Fanny opened it with a sigh, expecting to read how disappointed Mary and Henry were that she hadn't accepted Henry's offer. Instead, the letter contained something much more worrying. "Pay no attention to any rumours you hear," were Mary's first words. "It's probably all a mistake. You can be sure that Henry hasn't done anything wrong. I expect he and Maria have gone off with Julia." Fanny was used to Mary's habit of insinuating something without expressing it clearly. Usually, it just irritated her. But this time, she was upset. Obviously, something very bad had happened. "It's to do with the Rushworths and Henry," said Fanny to herself. "What has happened? Why doesn't Mary tell me clearly? I hope she'll write again soon and tell me more." But the days passed and Fanny heard nothing. When she finally got news, it came in a very surprising manner.
"What's the name of the gentleman your cousin Maria Bertram married?"
Mr. Price asked Fanny one evening as he was reading the newspaper.
"Rushworth, Father," answered Fanny. That's what I thought. Well, it seems that your rich cousin, Maria Rushworth, is involved in a scandal, said her father. It says here in the paper that she's left her husband and gone off with another man. The paper calls him Mr. C. If she were my daughter, I'd punish her very severely and make her go back to her husband.
It can't be true. It must be a terrible mistake, cried Fanny, very upset. But in her heart, she knew it was true. That night, Fanny couldn't sleep. She lay in bed and thought about everything that had happened since Henry Crawford came to Mansfield Park. Am I partly responsible for this scandal? She wondered. If I had agreed to marry Henry, would he have forgotten my cousin Maria? Poor Fanny. She felt guilty and unhappy, but she also thought that Maria's behaviour was immoral. And she was angry that Maria's selfishness was causing the Bertrams such unhappiness. She wondered how her cousin Maria could be happy when she was causing misery to so many other people.